Hello friends, welcome to my podcast MMA Diaries. I'm your host Nitin Patrick, where we talk about MMA and life in general. Now today's topic, which I wanted to start on, was the growing trend of MMA in India. MMA is one of the fastest growing sport, and year on year this segment is just exploding. The buzz at the ground level to the top level, with media sponsorships, events happening, and clubs thronging across the whole country, is very heartening to watch in a good way. Now, with the top organizations like UFC, Bellator, PFC, Brave Combat, etc., which are the top of the food chain, and then you have these local clubs, local fights happening locally in India as well, like the MFN, SOWs, amateur fight leagues, AFCs, etc. Now it's inevitable that India will also be part of that domain, and we will be soon seeing Indian fighters in that space. Surprisingly, this has come a little late to the Indian segment, because we were very dormant, or let's say that we had a time period where our art was slowly dying. And when I say our art, I mean our martial arts, which we were on ground, which every state had on its own, was not gaining any kind of prominence in terms of recognition, usefulness, benefit, etc. Various reasons which we can pinpoint to. You could say colonialism, regionalism, and various other factors like time, and not gaining popularity amongst the youth at those point of time, because they were more hungry for other things like getting a secure job, things like that, working hard on those aspects. And this was not a lucrative money option as well. So this art was dying at that point of time. But now, with the advent of social media and the movement that has happened across the globe of UFC and various other fight clubs, Pride, etc., this wave of fighters, fight leagues coming up is nothing but a sheer joy to watch. And in India, where we have a tradition which we have lost, like the Kalaripayattus, the Kushtis, the weapons training, the Tanglas, etc., which were there, which were long lost, which was part of our history and legacy, is now being revived thanks to social media and various other segments. Now, this is a step in the right direction, and I'm really happy about that. But one of the important questions, which I think now why people are looking at this as one of the avenues, is that because they don't want to stick to just a traditional 9-to-5 job. And they don't see every job as a safe and secure job anymore. Now they want to explore other avenues, and they have one life to live, so they might as well do this. Now many people do it for different purposes. One would be that they would want to fight eventually, because they're young. This seemed like a good opportunity to do that. Two, this is an alternative career. And secondly, the fame. And the next point is the benefits, the health benefits that you get from this is immense. Now, these are segments which I will touch upon later, at a later stage. But these are things which really makes this very lucrative. Is there a risk in this segment? Of course there is. Any job has a risk as well. But this here, the risk is higher and the rewards are even higher as well. But not so high in the early stages, but in the top of the food chain and, you know, top of the promotions and etc., you have various benefits that you will get. Now, I started this podcast with the intention that I will set the ground running with various topics on various segments, where I'll be touching upon the lost martial arts in India, where I will try to revive and talk about them and see what are their benefits, how they have benefited us, and how they can be imparted and how they can be used in MMA. Also, I'll be reaching out to various clubs in India, where top clubs in India, and how they are approaching MMA and how they would be looking at it, and what are their kind of ways in which they are investing in assets like humans, and what are their fighting styles, their approaches to this segment, how are they going about it, because it's not an easy segment, because it's a heavy capital investment. And when I say capital, more capital and more human investment. Rather, there's no machine that can help you, only from a training perspective, because at the end, when you're in the cage, you have to fight on your own. So I'll be reaching out to a lot of clubs for that. I'll be talking about the various promotions that are cropping up in India, and also various segments on the top and upcoming prospects in India who are creating the buzz. Now, it's a very exciting time, because I see quite a lot of Indians now reaching those global level status, or let's say stature, and it's heartening to see that they're there. And it just makes things much more easier for us to, for people to recognize that, yes, we are also a country where we can deliver natural born killers who are warriors in the cage as well as in life. And I'm so hopeful for the future of MMA in India, and I really will be closely watching this journey and seeing it through till I die. So this is it, friends. Watch out for my next episode. I will be reaching out, and let me know if you have any topics that you would want me to cover in relation to MMA and reaching out to life in general through MMA. So signing out, take care, have a nice day.